Same brother is still with me, and he opened one topic after another. He said, you said, when you're young, one sheikh tell you, you have to be among this verse. You have to be among Muhajirin wal Ansar. What it meaning? When you read this verse carefully, this verse is very beautiful. It's one of the most sweetest verse in Quran. It make me cry so much. Remember, this sheikh, I never forget it. This sheikh, he gives a lecture around evening time. And after he gives a lecture around evening time, he gives us homework. You will never believe what the homework. He said, go to the verse and keep repeat it, keep recite it, and talk to Allah. He said, if you're really honest, you will never able to sleep. You will never able to sleep. Why? It's very high. It's very high status. It's very high status. He said, if you're honest, keep crying and make dua until Allah accept you. And after you hear this verse, and after you make dua, do your utmost until you meet Allah. Why? Why? You remember my brother and sister, the question of the brother who's still in the front of me about Min al-Mu'mineen al-Rijal 23 and the story of Mus'ab ibn Umair? Now go to this chapter, okay, and read the verse 100 and see what it say. Was-sabiqoon as-sabiqoon. What is sabiqoon? The early one. This has two meanings in Quran, and both of them correct. As-sabiqun, the early one. And as-sabiqun, the one who hurry to do aids, to aid others. From the immigrator and supporter. You see? The early one, the one who hurry in immigration, and the one who hurry in support. Meaning, when you study, the one who immigrate first, different than the last one. You see? The one who support first, different than the last one. The one Allah accept them first, and they die for Sabillah, different than the late one. Do you get it or no? Now, how I make it in my life, and how I be among the immigrator and the supporter, is very simple. In any time, you might be stuck in a situation, you have to immigrate. You have to. Any environment can sunk you down, can give you fitna, can make you away from Allah and the deen of Allah and supporting it, you have to get away. Even if you lose everything, put underneath it 1 million line. Even if you lose everything, you have to immigrate. What happens if you don't become a fitna? And you can be even a mushrik. Big time. Or a kafir. Because how? How you survive? By the way, in any given time, Allah will put you in a condition to choose between the message of Allah and to be immigrating toward Allah. You remember, إِنِّي مُهَاجِرٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي. I am immigrating to my Lord. Or you will be a supporter. Ansar. Allah will trial you. He will trial you to see if you're going to immigrate toward Allah. Your job, husband, wife, kids, location, business, you name it. If it's causing fitna to you and away from Allah, you have to leave. You must. You have to. What happens if you don't? It will sink you down. Now you're going with the Titanic. You're going with Fir'aun and Haman and Qarun, walayazu billah. And if you are a mu'min, you immigrate toward Allah wa Rasulah. By this way, in any given time, Allah will put you in a trial, either to check your ikhlas and your sincerity to immigrate, or to put your ikhlas and sincerity to support. You see? You will find out word kafil. Kafil is the supporter and the one who take care about the orphan. A أنا كفيل اليتامى، أنا كافل اليتامى. I'm the one who take care about the orphan. But take care about the orphan until you die or they die. Not one day, not one few minutes. Also you have another kafil in Islam. When people used to go for sabilillah, and the person, for example, he doesn't have enough, the brother of the another brother come to him and tell him, go, I am your kafil in your family if you die. Meaning I will take care about your family and all your family in case you die. And what happened when you look in Islam? The one who support the cause, he get copy of the rewarding or half the reward of the one who doing it. But as you find in Islam always Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not everybody have to be a speaker, not everybody have to be mujahid, not everybody has to do, you understand me? By this way, either you do this or you do that, or you do, but you have to be apart. You must be apart. This is why I will go back to what I always say to everybody. We are in the end of time. You have to be in a journey of Iman. You have to emigrate to Allah. You have to elevate the name of Allah by any means and support the message. And you have to alleviate the suffering of others by any means. By this way, now, you immigrating from your own stingy, from your own stupidity, from your dunya to akhirah. You see? You are migrating toward Allah. You're supporting the message of Allah. You're supporting the good deed. You see how it go? The fastest you do, the fastest you will be among this verse. Tell me again, what else you want? Meaning, can me, living in the United States, be resurrected with Mus'ab ibn Umair, 100%. Can I be resurrected with Hamza? Yes. Can I be resurrected with so-and-so? Yes. If you try to imitate them, and let me give you one hadith, another hadith, you can check it out. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to the companion one day, of the meaning of, you my companion, if you minus little bit, I don't remember the hadith exactly, I can find it for you later on, it will not be accepted. People will come later on. Anyone do even one tenth or less of what you do, he will be with you. You see? Why? Again, they have Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with them. They have the companionship. They have the support. They have every support from Angel Jibreel and the Angel and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But today, we have a big fitna. We do not have the right environment. We do not have Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By this way, the one who struggled today, not like the one in all days. If you struggle, if you have ikhlas, if you have sidq, you try to do whatever you can, watch what will happen, inshaAllah. I hope I answer your question, inshaAllah. Lucky any one of us who live and die with the intention to be among this verse, 100, and beg Allah not to be 101. 100, you will be resurrected with the early companion of Rasulullah, the one who chosen by Allah. 101, walayazu billah, you will be among munafiqeen, the hypocrite. Allah hid them most and put them in the lower part of Jahannam. You see the difference? Is no medium. May Allah save us from hypocrisy and give us truthfulness and make us among those who sabiqoon, as-sabiqoon, من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين آمين يا رب العالمين. And may Allah make us among المقربين in سورة الواقعة آمين يا رب العالمين. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.